RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a good song for what we're going to talk about right now. Welcome back, Midday Show. I'm not sure if he's trying to forget or not. Hugh, did you happen to notice, and everyone out there, Bryce Harper, a video he posted over the weekend as he was taking batting practice. Back in the cage, good thing, right? Bryce getting ready for the 2026 season. And then someone happened to zoom in. He was wearing a black T-shirt. And if you zoomed in on his, the T-shirt, he had some letters on it. And if you read those letters, it spelled out two words. Not elite. Mm. What's your thought on that?
Motivation. Mm. He's motivated. He's motivated in two sense, in two arenas. He's motivated because he's going to come out and he's going to have a hell of a season. Mm-hmm. And he wants a financial apology.
Oh, stop with the second one.
No, it's a financial apology. It's coming.
That's not.
It's coming. They're going to give him a financial.
Yeah. Well, they should not, and they better not just pay Bryce Harper because his feelings are hurt. Listen, I think sometimes we can roll our eyes to this stuff. I kind of roll my eyes when I first saw it. There's not, if he wants to take motivation from Dave Dombrowski, dissing him, take it. I mean, you use it. If he has his best year in a few years and he stays healthy and hits 35 home runs,
you got to have his best year this year. You wear a shirt like that after that, after the year you had, and what Dave Dombrowski said about you. You better come out. You Great. Better come out and hit some yayas the first game. Of
I hope
season.
He channels into a great season.
You got to have an FU season.
Yeah. And you got to talk trash and you got to be greasy.
Well, I don't know about the talk.
Yeah, you do. You got to be. Yeah, then nobody believe in you. Got to let it be subliminal.
You got to talk trash about the organization.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you be like, hey, they believe in me, and I had to come out and I had to say every time, like what is it, Kendrick Lamar say?
Well, that
every night you got to pop out and show folks.
Well, that feels like it would end badly.
Yeah, I mean, just hit.
You got to pop out and show him that I'm about that action.
I was with you until you said he's got to start talking greasy about the organization.
No, dude.
No, why just go are you trying for chaos right here?
Well, if you, listen, we all know what the shirt meant.
Yeah, it was a bleep you to Dombrowski.
Lean into that, man. Listen, if you're going to go all the way. Don't do nothing half-assed.
I think there's only two outcomes. It's either an FU season.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Or... the shirt becomes a total embarrassment.
It's a meme.
You got to lean all the way into that, man. You have to. Like I said, you got to pop out and show them.
Do you think the not elite shirt becomes a thing he wears all season? And or is it just a one-time,
you know,
like...
what he needs to do, too?
Prefer that to the rivalry pack.
he needs to drop the price of that protein powder.
You still checking?
I'm still for the snickerdoodle? Like $60.
$60 of protein powder is insane.
That's way too much.
It's a lot. You need to drop that price, though. Especially since you brought out that starter pack. Yeah,
we haven't forgotten that.
And we ain't forgot it. Kyle brought it back to my attention. Yeah,
I gotta tell you, Bryce spends an awful lot of time on his wardrobe. I mean, he's designing starter packs, the shirt,
getting his blood recircumcised.
It's not the word.
You know what I mean? I messed up. Didn't mean to do that. Yeah, but he getting a pint of blood taken out and pint of blood put back in.
I got to tell you, man, I never heard the word recircumcised. Feels like a one-time thing.
Yeah. It sounds kind of painful when you think about it.
Well, to me, if they botch the first one, you just give up at that point.
And where they gonna get the extra?
Stop.
I'm going to leave that one alone. Yeah, but that part.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I could get through the rest of the show after that word that you just threw out there.
Yeah. It
was All right. Thank you for that, Hugh. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here after that. Dan in Downingtown's up. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's up?
So I called earlier, and it's my first week off all year, and I fell asleep. So.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah, it's only news. It's
only reason I'm here is because Joe did that.
What did I do?
You messed it up. You made us go to work tomorrow.
I'm not in charge of who goes to work or not. Blame blue jeans.
Forever in blue jeans.
Yeah, blame me.
So what's up, Dan? What you got, man? What's going on?
Crazy. I'm sorry about that.
Save us, please.
So the whole Eagles thing, Sirianni. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Like, we're week 16, week 17, whatever it is now. Like, if we don't figure it out by now, we're not going to figure it out. From the offensive perspective. So, I mean, I'm all about, like, we're good. Somehow we're winning. I don't get it, to be honest. Defense is stepping up big time. I guess it's more of a, I don't even know.
Well, I mean, I think
this has been great. Yeah,
you've been smoking?
He just woke up. It's the first week off all year.
He's
tired.
He's probably been smoking.
I'm tired.
He's tired. He's tired of your nonsense, Douglas. I mean, that's the problem.
It's my nonsense.
That nonsense? It's not nonsense. Come on.
Well, the last 5 minutes.
I feel like it's all good. We're going to be okay, I think. I mean, I hope. But hope is not a strategy, right? So we're going to
hope is certainly not a strategy.
You called Dan to workshop this with us. you probably picked the wrong folks to workshop.
No, I like this. This is good. Dan, I agree. And Dan, good phone call, man. We appreciate you calling and being part of the show. They're probably going to be okay. They might not if they don't score enough points. I think that's where we're all at. Here's the thing. And it's why yesterday was a thrilling finish, and I was cheering at the end. Like, I couldn't believe Allen missed it, and they got it, and they finished the game, and their defense amazing. It didn't do anything to change my mind about what's happening in the next month. The Eagles are as capable as they were before the game started yesterday of winning the Super Bowl. They're just as capable of, if they stall out on offense, of disappointing us all in the first round. This is what this team is this year. Yesterday I was hoping that they showed us that what they did against the Commanders and Raiders, they could carry over into the game against the Bills. And we got our answer to that. They didn't do it.
And that's what we're feeling today.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I say, like, the way I feel about them is still in play, though. 21 points. 21 points. It's going to have to be enough, Joe, because that's probably all we're going to get, like, moving forward. That's why I want them out there on the field. So if we can at least get 27, it might be one of them games we might need 27.
They might.
28 points.
Mm.
But in order to do that, we have to have those reps.
We've had reps for months. Man.
If we took all the first halves that we had and put them together,
that'd be wonderful.
We'd be a hell of a squad.
If we put all the second halves together, ooh, though, we'd be getting shut out of games.
I don't think that's legal.
No, that's against the rules. Okay. You absolutely can't do that. Let's talk to Sean in Florida. Sean is up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Guys.
Sean.
It got to be Tanner time. I can't watch another game with Jalen Hurts as my starting quarterback, and I really mean this shit. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you
sorry.
Go.
And we're back.
Sorry.
That's about five times.
Yeah.
It's a holiday week.
I can't do it. No, but you got to understand. Like, did you guys watch the game?
Sean, did. Stop. I nope. did every snap.
Sean, let me help you out. You watching the game next week, dog, and you're going to watch the playoffs. So you know.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Well,
Sean might get what he
wants on Sunday if they set the starters. It's Tanner
okay, Tanner, yeah. But he going to play in the playoffs. Tanner going to play in the playoffs. Hmm.
This is what you guys need to really be talking about, right? Because I also feel this same exact way. The year we won the Super Bowl in 2017, and the team chose to go with Carson Wentz over Nick Foles. And Joe, you might remember me from back in that time, because both me and you wanted Nick Foles to start around that time.
I remember
the next year.
I remember. Yep.
So I'm at that point where I feel like We're going to lose this year. We're going to be a one and done team, and we won't even have the chance to win a Super Bowl with this historic defense, which would be cheating this defense. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm at that point where I don't care if we haven't seen Tanner play. I just know that if he was playing, he would complete a pass in the second half of two games in the regular season that we went two games without completing a pass. I know, listen, hear me out, because I know football, not as much as you, Hugh, but I just know, like, the basic stuff. Like, I know Tanner wouldn't be playing this bad. I know that if Tanner was out there, the coaches wouldn't feel the need to simplify the offense so much so to the point where you have a play out there on the field where there's only one route in the whole, and you see what I'm saying, being run. I don't understand that. I you know, y'all got to make it make sense, bro, but I
you sound real frustrated, man. God, you crying? Dude,
no, I'm not crying, but I want to. I really do. Listen, I want to. Sean, like, this is how painful it is.
Let me tell you, Sean. Let me just help you out, man.
You help me.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl win last year?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Sure. So I'm gonna help you out, man. It might get ugly if we get there this year. It's not gonna be pretty. I'm just being honest.
Jesus. Why can't you make the guy feel better?
I'm trying to make him feel better.
That's too much reality. But
listen,
come on now,
Sean. We can still have a parade, dog. It's not gonna look pretty. It's not gonna be pretty. Everything is not pretty. It's not going to be pretty.
Can something be pretty? You said everything's not pretty.
Sometimes you
just
got to do what you gotta
everything.
Do.
It's just so painful to watch this team, and I feel like
3 o'clock in the
we're
morning,
hopping Jay. Around the issue. It's
going home
so
by yourself?
Painful
yes.
to watch Jalen Hurts. And you know what's so crazy? I don't know if you guys watched that press conference. I don't know if you guys watched it, but it looked like he was justifying his poor play. Like, oh, like, you know, we really were just trying to win this game. We weren't really playing for anything. I don't want to hear my quarterback saying that. At the end of the day, if you're out on the field, you need to be playing. Nick, we execution has been a problem all year, which is part of the reason why we were playing against the Bills, right? Because we really didn't have nothing to play for.
What they had to play for was, I think they just wanted to win the game so they feel good about themselves. And Sean, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I've talked to Sean many times. We have. He's obviously a Tanner guy, not a Hurts guy anymore. I think this is what he's referencing. I didn't feel the exact same way listening to Hurts, but I understand. I think this is what he's referencing in terms of Hurts after the game. Here's what he said about the win and kind of the mentality of it.
John, we're all balls. I'm getting a tough win.
It's a big-time win. A competitive game. Hell of a performance by the defense. And how they played and how they were able to find a way to gut that out and make plays when we needed it the most. It's a really good opponent over there. Tons of respect for him. But I just think for us to come out here and play with good mentality overall, obviously having a having clinched and having the opportunity to go play in a tournament, having that already sealed, this game wasn't about anything more than just going out here and playing and playing with mentality. So glad to find a win.
Yeah, I think they played yesterday because they wanted to feel good about themselves going in the playoffs. I mean, he didn't say anything about seeding there. He said this game was about mentality.
Yeah, and they were trying to.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To establish one. They established a defensive mentality.
But they did. But hasn't that been established for 2 years?
Yeah, they've been pretty salty. Like, no doubt. They've been pretty salty.
Yeah.
But that's not where all the funds are allocated. The funds are allocated to the side of the ball that's anemic. Yeah.
Misappropriated funds right now.
That's what. This is a conversation that nobody wants to have. And I'm half of that 144 because then I'm about to leave and let y'all just drop it in like a big old
stinky
turd.
You're back tomorrow, though, by the way.
Like a big old stinky turd. They're going to have to figure out, like, they're going to have to reallocate some of these funds.
Don't dance around it. They're going to have to pay the defensive players, and the offensive players need to take a pay cut or get out of here.
They're going to have to reallocate some of these funds.
I mean, this is it's clear.
That's
where
why
this
you
got to
win. You got to win it this year, man. You got to win the Super Bowl. You got to win. It's almost a must win now. I'm at the must win.
Super Bowl
Super
or
Bowl's
bust?
A must win?
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl or bust situation for me. Now I'm there because I want to go. I want to go. I just heard. Well,
what are you doing?
Justin told me they closed the theater down, so I got to figure out what I'm gonna do
what,
when we get
what to theater?
I forgot about
the Mitchell Brothers Theater.
What are you doing in this final segment?
What are you talking about? I'm being
and
messy.
Slather Vaseline on me.
I'm being messy. Y'all making me come to work tomorrow, so I'm gonna go ahead.
Nobody,
again,
okay.
We aren't
drop
doing
this
okay.
Big old
so, couple things turn, in this,
and then I'm gonna leave.
We're not doing anything. Blue Jeans Lakin.
I'm gonna say what?
It does the schedule. Also, you could have taken a personal day. Just
I'm gonna come back tomorrow. Be like, what y'all talking about? I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Can we hear from you people too, though, today? Let's do that.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All right, so we'll have to listen to back to a couple questionable pieces of audio.
Oh boy!
During the show, there was a lot of them today, but there were two that I think made us almost have to take a break. So, glad to see the time off did literally nothing for you guys.
I think it did.
Did you expect us to come back different?
I think we came in pretty tame today.
Well, I mean, we're
especially when I found I had to work tomorrow.
Well, you know,
that hurt.
Again, the schedule is posted for everyone to see. You could just look at it.
I think what we found out is that maybe being refreshed with the time off is a bad thing.
Okay.
For us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be.
Fellas, please don't be idiots today.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. Can't help it.
Too late. Yep. Oh my goodness! Dim those lights on Joe.
A little bright today?
It was a little bright.
A little bright.
Today.
Again, I'll be a Douglas on this one. I don't control that. That's a
nah.
I'm not in charge of the lights.
Yep.
Sometimes they turn them off on us and they put them higher. I don't know.
That's right. They have done that before.
I'm sorry.
The lights go down on your takes. Joe thinks he's funny talking all that crap with Jalen Hurts standing right behind him.
Is that, oh, yeah. I forgot.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Was
they
here.
Put him in here today. That looks like younger Hurts. Doesn't look like this
it
version.
It does.
Of
well, when did he have this?
I think that's 22.
C.
I think this is
because yeah, he ain't got them J's on.
Yeah, this is first Super Bowl Hurts.
Yeah, because he don't. I don't think he spat up no more. No, he don't spat no more. He really got to see them J's.
Yeah,
I think actually, you know, you might be able to tell by the old Eagles word mark. Remember, they changed it.
Oh yeah, this is not current version. This is younger Hurts. I like
that
guy.
That looks like 22.
I liked him better.
Yeah. Can't you guys just admit that Jalen Hurts is what makes this offense go?
I mean, nobody has a problem with that.
Well, go where, I guess, is my question.
They didn't have a completion in the second half. They had 14 yards.
I mean, but he wins, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen.
There it is.
Maybe you should take off tomorrow.
But, Joe, I'm not lying.
Like, no. It's the ugly. Team
you're
wins.
Spinning the truth.
The team not, wins.
You are. No, you know what you're
oh,
doing.
Oh, my God. Okay. Of you all won. The days to do, he wins. A
no,
day that
he do win, though.
They didn't. He didn't complete a pass in the second.
And they still won.
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's the point.
Now you hit it. They still won. They still figured out.
No, he didn't win, dog. Yeah.
And okay. We have arrived. Yep.
Okay.
We can't forget. WIP said the Eagles wouldn't win the Super Bowl last year.
WIP did not say that.
Well, first of all, WIP is not just one person. There's a lot of people at WIP.
I think.
Wait a minute, when did we say that?
In fact, I think most of us, if not everyone here, picked them to win the Super Bowl week. In fact, our first show in New Orleans last week, I said I think they could blow the Chiefs out. So
I picked them to win when they beat Cleveland. Barely.
Oh, you did.
That's right. Yeah, you did say, yeah.
You
did
the
eastbound
one.
And down thing. Yeah. The camera did say, ask me in December.
Well, that's pretty
I think people tend to forget. I didn't think, like, I will be honest, I didn't think it was a blowout. I didn't think it was going to be a blowout. I didn't think it was going to go the way that it went. I definitely didn't think
that. Oh, no, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Well, here we go with Hugh and his big-ass head.
That's okay. A new one.
That's a good one. I'll take that one.
Why don't you go back to your Dollar Tree wine, Hugh?
I don't drink Dollar Tree wine.
Do they even sell wine?
No, they don't sell.
I don't think so.
No, they don't sell wine.
Coming from a cat that probably drink wine from the box, the box wine drinker, slapping the
which
bag
has its applications.
Yeah, because I see people slapping the bag. They slap the bag. They take it out.
Yep.
And they slap the bag.
You didn't miss out that in Napa Valley?
I don't think so.
Dollar Tree wine feels like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's why they're not allowed to sell it. I mean, we all know the reason.
Yeah, that sounds like Pruno.
Hugh looks like a blueberry, went up and grew a beard.
That's a good one. Papa Smurf.
All blue today. All blue. Yep. Douglas's old ass would need help putting his socks on the next day if he went through a table.
I'm not going through a table.
And that's why.
I'm not doing that.
Do we think Seltzer is going to be okay?
No.
I think he's going to be limping around here all January.
He needs the rest of the week off. Elliot did say he was limping around.
But that's crazy.
Yeah, not good. Yep. Mm-mm. All right. A couple pieces of audio to revisit here.
Okay.
This was a moment with Jason, and I think Hugh tried his very best to be a professional, but we lost him when Jalen Hurts dropped this.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
Rhythmic ball play.
This is great.
We might have a new drop there. Just isolate the end, and we lose Hugh.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
For a guy who says nothing at the podium, he really found a way to drop one.
Rhythmic ball play.
I wonder if anyone else heard that was like, hey, man.
Jalen, what are you doing?
You got to watch that one next time.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
I'm going to use that in the conversation.
It's the rhythmic ball.
It's also the pause. It made you wonder, like, did he realize what he's about to say and he just did it anyway?
He's like, yeah. He's like,
He geared up the pause moment.
Hey, we here now. We here.
Yeah.
Might as well finish it off.
That wasn't the only questionable thing said on the show today.
This is an all-timer from you.
Designing starter packs, the shirt.
He's getting his blood recircumcised, recirculated.
Yeah, that's
recirculated.
It might be my favorite screw up.
But there is nothing else. Like that word is its own thing that nothing else in the world is like.
You can't read that.
Designing starter packs, the shirt.
Getting his blood recircumcised, recircumcised is crazy.
It might be the best Hugh moment of the year, right at the end. I mean, you came in at the buzzer for that one.
Jalen with the rhythmic ball.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
I need to use that in a sentence later on the day.
Just be careful.
I'm not on the air.
My ribs hurt from laughing at that. Can we hear the Hugh one more time before we end up with the
designing starter packs, the shirt.
He's getting his blood recircumcised, No, I think rhythmic ball play is better.
I would have to agree.
Well, it was more
because
out of character.
It's from a very serious person.
Yes.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
How's that rhythmic ball play going for you?
Well, they didn't maintain the rhythmic ball play. That's the problem. That was really the issue in the second half.
That's next week's mantra. It starts with rhythmic ball play.
More rhythmic ball. Sirianni needs to put that on his
with rhythmic ball play.
I'm considering dropping like a 5 keys to the Eagles playoffs like before the first playoff.
Rhythmic ball play.
Hope you guys will forget, and then I'll just throw it in there. It's like key number 4.
Rhythmic ball.
Just
play.
Throw it in there. All right. That is more than enough for us today after this past segment. You guys have a great rest of your Monday. Afternoon show from Chickie's next. We got, I'm assuming, the Mailata show, Players Lounge. We're back tomorrow, Hugh and I, for one more show of 2025. You're on the schedule.
Cold,
you knew about this.
Man, it's messed up.
Yeah, blame blue jeans. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.